us to consider and commence is for this board to meet 6 times a year on every even-numbered month or every odd-numbered month. Take your pick. Because that will make our agendas more fulsome. The development community and the government community will know clearly when we're meeting. And the hope is then we will aggregate our agenda items. Because the executive director and I now on a monthly basis will look at an agenda and say, there's one item on and does that have to go or can it wait for next month? We go through this exercise every month. And presentations are one thing. You know, we have folks coming from different places making presentations. We can always move presentations. We've done that a few times with some of the county offices. And we appreciate their flexibility. But the question becomes, to have everybody come here for a one-item agenda is time-consuming. And it costs people time away from their jobs if the public wants to come speak. And to have something like we potentially almost had today with a cancellation is very frustrating to the public. So what I'd like us to consider is to commence a rules change, a procedure change, that would include authorizing the cancellation of a meeting by the chair, the executive director, in consultation with the attorney for limited issues such as quorum, and two, to redo the schedule of this board so that it meets 6 times a year, whether it's odd months or even months, I don't really care. But I think it's important that we can create more certainty to where things are in the community would know it, and the development community would know it. I think that's organizationally better. Things have slowed down out there that we get a straggler here, a straggler there. I'd rather aggregate our time. Mr. Rosenzweig.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that that's a great idea. I think it's good. But I'd like to also make an addendum to that in case there's other issues that come up in between that period that require us to come together that we can call special meetings of the board.
The rules provide for that already.
Excellent.
Yep. Anybody have any other comments or suggestions on either of the proposals?
On the other hand, I wonder if people are trying to develop something and trying to get through all the letters that their staff and to here in the commission. And I don't like to hold up projects for no reason. And a lot of what we are doing is unobjectionable. But it just seems that we should be careful in not meeting if people are relying and investing and expecting to make a profit someday, to wait another 2 months. To get an answer like we can.
What we were looking at, what we would envision the change is to have a schedule of regular meetings, if we wanted to follow through with this, on every other month, with the ability, based upon, for instance, let's assume there comes a flood of applications and things that are deemed time sensitive, that the director, in consultation with the chair, can schedule special meetings throughout. So we would want to have the flexibility to schedule during those off months, should demand pick up. I would always want to have that flexibility because I think it's appropriate if you want to go down that route.
Is there a motion, Commissioner Blatner?
Nope. The motion would be that we meet 6 times a year.
Correct. We would amend the rules to clarify that the Planning Council would meet 6 times a year every other month and is subject to meeting at the call of the Executive Director in consultation with the attorney and the chair on odd number months as necessary. As well as to have the ability of the chair in consultation with the Executive Director in consultation with the attorney and the chair cancel a meeting due to issues related to quorum.
I'll take the short form of that as an affirmative.
Yes.
Can I just, can we do even months? Because July is when we typically break, and that we're forever arguing over what to do in July. You break in August.
Yeah, it's half of this. We can make it even, it's fine. I mean, and I think what we would do is start this
After January?
Well,
correct. No, but what I'm saying is I would envision conceivably starting this hypothetically next summer.
Okay.
Because the development community needs to understand where they are today.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to Mr. Blackwell's point, I'm not looking to put folks who are in a process in a jam. So what I'd want to do is to start it in a future date so it's clear what's happening, and it could then impact schedules in cities, county commission schedules and things like that, that I wouldn't envision starting this until, let's say, next June. So there was a motion by Mr. Blattner, Commissioner Blattner, seconded by Commissioner Rich.
Could we just say, not specify even or odd months at this point, but have Mrs. Blake Boy take a look at it and see what makes more sense based on
holidays.
The things that are going on in
the community. We could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just schedule adopted yeah. by the planning council each year.
We could do that.
And then right. what you can right. do is you can show you a calendar.
Okay. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chair.
Plan away, Ms. Blake Boy.
Just a question. I might have missed it because I had to step out. With regard to the potential attendance quorum issues, is there a policy that says within X number of hours of a meeting or days of a meeting, if you don't have a quorum, that you either cancel it?
No, that's why we asked for the rules change, so that that could be addressed in the future if we need
okay.
to.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Trust me, the executive director and I were talking yesterday that if she got a call from someone who couldn't make it at 7 o'clock last night, we were going to cancel the meeting at 7:01 last night. That's why we sort of said to when you all got an email that had the executive director's number on it.
Which I'm sorry.
No, that we were prepared to do that as compared to making people come here to find out we couldn't conduct business. So thank you all for the conversation. Ms. Blake Boy.
Okay. Hi. We have two public hearing items. Public hearing item one is recertification of the City of Tamarack's future land use element text, as well as a corresponding map amendment that corresponded to an activity center that was established in the Broward County Land Use Plan in 2010. Planning Council staff finds both items in substantial conformity with the county plan and recommends approval. The City of Tamarack has waived its quasi-judicial proceeding for the item. There's only one speaker on the item, and it's a representative of the city for questions only.
Is there a motion with regard to PH1?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Castillo, seconded by Commissioner Harden. Any further discussion with regard to PH1? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries unanimously. PH2.
PH2 is in the City of Miramar. They had established an activity center back in 2009. And this is an amendment to the text only of the activity center. It's really a two-pronged component for what they're proposing for the amendment. One piece is to reduce the office square footage by 500,000 square feet, and the other piece is to maintain the number of dwelling units that was established in 2009, change the mix from the very explicit detailed townhome, garden, apartment, single family, mobile homes, those types, to single family or multifamily. So it is just a change to the unit type. And really what they found in the 9 years since it's been adopted is the flexibility, especially within the multi-unit type, but they were kind of ran out of some units. So Planning Council's...
Yeah, I just want to comment on that because that's exactly what was found, you know, by the affordable housing work group that was created by the legislature last year, and we saw it in our own statistics here, the change, the shift from home ownership, single family to multifamily. So I would want to make sure that we're not reducing anything, but you know, giving more flexibility to use these units to use multifamily dwellings.
Yes, and the city is the one who proposed streamlining of the unit type.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Planning Council staff recommends approval of the proposed text amendment. There are two speakers signed up to speak on the item, to call them up. The first speaker is Jose Reyes, followed by Chelsea R. Scott.
Mr. Reyes. Mr. Reyes?
So maybe he left.
Ms. R. Scott?
I think she left also.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on PH2? This is the Miramar item.
I'll move the item.
Moved by Commissioner Castillo.
Thank
seconded
you.
By Mr. Rosenzweig. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries unanimously. Anything else before the planning council this morning, Ms.
December 6th is our next planning council meeting.
Yes.
I know Commissioner Blatner has noted that he's the chair of the MPO and he has a conflict that day.
Cancel that meeting.
We have items on the agenda.
No, that one.
Including one in Hollywood. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. And if you haven't bought a box yet to benefit the United Way in the back of the room, please go buy a square.
Thank you for our Reese's.
Or two or three. Have a good holiday, everybody, and welcome, Mr. Hart.